As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Soto's going back to the wall. It is gone! Into the Mets bullpen! It's a 3-run home run. It's 5-4.
That was a big one there. Now, got to continue.
Swing and a miss. Two outs. 0-2. Swing and a miss. And the ball game is over.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn back behind the glass. A lot to get into today. We're 2 days away from the NFL draft. We got some big stuff to talk about. Well, we start, though, Hugh, with the Phillies, who go to New York last night, and it felt like deja vu. It was like October all over again, where the Phillies go to Citi Field, Lindor's hitting home runs left and right, the bullpen stinks, and the at-bats late. Not good enough. That was a bit of a spirited comeback to get the 4 runs in the 9th inning. But when you're down 5-0, you're pretty much dead. The Harper at-bat stunk. The Turner at-bat stunk. Hugh, good morning. Phillies lose 5-4 in the opener against the Mets.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, don't get sick trying to rush summer. Because I saw a lot of folks this morning out. They had their little crop tops on, little halter tops.
It's kind of warm today.
Yeah, but it's still, we ain't there yet. But we on our way.
Yeah,
but I see,
hey,
listen, I know everybody been cooped up. Don't get sick. Be coughing. Because you're trying to rush summer. You had a little outfit. You know how somebody have an outfit laid out, their first summer outfit?
They're ready to go.
And they get that first day of summer. They say, oh, I'm about to kill them today with this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't get sick. Don't get sick.
Take care of yourself, says Dr. Douglas. Well, the Phillies tried to take care of themselves with a victory last night. Did not work. They lose 5-4. All right, there's a lot to unpack. 215-592-9494. But bottom line is, to start off today, I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated with this Phillies team because it's a few weeks of just not very good baseball. I don't know how else to say it. They were 5-1 after the first two series of the year against a couple tomato cans in the Nationals and the Rockies. 5-1. What's their record since then? Is it 9-9 since then? I mean, they're about a 500 team.
It's math.
Whatever it is, whatever the numbers are, they're about a 500 team. I think they're 8-9. 8-9 is the actual number. Their last 17 games since the Rockies left here. And Hugh, last night I felt like I was watching October 2024 all over again, where the Mets just looked like they were better than them. And they took it to them. Lindor had a couple home runs. Look, Aaron Nola was not good again last night, but he did. I'll give him a little bit of credit last
back.
Night. He battled. He was lucky the Soto home run was foul. But he battled back.
Man, that one right there.
Woo! I know.
You talk about dodging a
bullet. Oh,
well,
my goodness.
It's still, they got it back.
Yeah.
But. Boy, they had both of them. Ooh.
I know. Look, not good by Nola, but not horrendous. He battled. He stayed in it. They probably kept him in there too long because the bullpen's short anyway. Then you get the offense, which stunk for 8 innings. I mean, they couldn't touch McGill for the whole time he was in there. McGill, the pitcher for the Mets.
No, I mean, I know that they kind of triggered Kyle a little bit.
Well, of course, because he's not special.
No, he wasn't, but he looked special last night.
Well, you face the Phillies offense, sometimes you look special. And then late, look, that was a good comeback they had on Diaz in the 9th inning and the reliever before him. But when you're down 5-0 because the bullpen allows more runs with the home run off of Ruiz, it's tough to come back. And I got to tell you, after the at-bat, after the home run by Stott, I was like, oh boy, we're going to have something special here? And then Turner and Harper just had a couple bad at-bats. Hugh, I'm frustrated with the Phils right now. Tough first loss against the Mets. And really what's getting me is the pitching, Nola, and the bullpen, because the bullpen's job when you're leading is to hold it down, right? But the bullpen also has a big job when you're losing by a couple runs. They got to keep it.
Yeah, they got to hold for it. They got to hold serve.
So last night when Ruiz came in and gave up the home run to Lindor, effectively the game was over at 5-0. I know they came back and they made it 5-4. If they had a better bullpen, maybe they come in, they get Lindor out, and it's still 2-0. They might have won that game. There's a lot of stuff right now that's frustrating. 215-592-9494. Hugh, what's hitting you as the Phillies lose 5-4 in the opener at Citi Field?
I'm going to say it like this, Joe. Timely hitting. Timely hitting was what got it for me. Tyler McGill looked like Kyle Quantrill out there. I know Kyle hates when I do that, but he did. He had one of those nights where I had a chance to listen to Scott, and I keep forgetting my man's
Stock,
name.
Stock. Kevin Stocker.
Stock, yeah, I keep forgetting his name.
What's wrong with you?
No, I keep forgetting his name because it's like I know the LAs and guys like that, but Stock. I just keep forget Stock's name.
And we're off and running.
And they were talking about him because I was at Harper's game last night. By the way, he hit one out. He was trying to hit it out the park. But I was at his game, so I'm listening. And they were talking about this Tyler McGill. Mm-hmm. And Stock says something to the effect that, hey, you know, only way you're going to beat him is if you get him out of there. And I'm thinking to myself, well, hell, how are you going to get him out of there? Because you can't hit him.
10 strikeouts in 5 1/3.
You can't hit him.
Nope.
It was ridiculous. And like I said, I've said this before, man, but Scott is the best in the city, in my opinion, of framing games in a way where you know that you could tell by his voice inflection that it's a long day.
Yep.
It's a long day, and that's what I gather from that. You know, listening to the game, you know, he could see the frustration. Nobody could hit this guy early on. His stuff was electric. And that's the thing that jumped out to me. You know, I know there's a narrative where, you know, you're not chasing as much, which is a good thing.
They are walking more. They're getting on base more.
Which is a good thing. Yeah, which is a good thing. But, man, you're not hitting when there's runners in scoring position or people on base, anything like that. You're not doing any of that. So that – as much as we talk about the pitching and everything, the way Nola worked himself out of that jam that he was in last night, that was a good enough performance to win.
Well, and look, the bullpen didn't pick him up, so his final line looks probably worse than it was. He gave 4 runs because the two inherited guys, right? Ruiz came in, gave up the 3-run home run. Those were charged to Nola, two of those runs.
I got that right last night. Yeah. Too, right? Well, I was close.
Well, you
six,
were,
I said six innings.
Well, you said two. You said 2 or 3 runs.
I said two or three.
It was 4.
Yeah. But I was still in that.
You were close.
Hey, listen, I was in that ballpark, though.
I'm not going to start doing a ballpark with your predictions. Nah. That's not how predictions work.
Excuse me. 8-leg parlay here.
I don't care.
Oh, stop.
Plus 450 home run.
Mr. 8-leg parlay right here. Stop. Right here.
Enough. All right. 215-592-9494. There's a lot frustrating right now with the Phillies. Again, 8-9 their last 17 games. And they have elements of frustration when you watch them. When you have a bad bullpen, it's frustrating. When you can't get timely hits, it's frustrating as a fan. You're like, this should be better. Let's hear from Topper last night about the starting pitcher, Aaron Nola, who wasn't, I would say, bad, but when you factor in the Soto missed home run and then the one that the inherited runner scored, I think it kind of evened out. I think he earned his line last night, 6 1/3, 4 runs. Let's hear from Topper about Nola.
Go back to Nola. What do you think of his velocity where it was at tonight?
I think it's really more due to the weather. You know, I don't think he gets going in cooler weather. I think he likes it hot.
Is it worried to stay around this? You still feel like he could be successful?
Well, absolutely, but it won't stay like this. He'll pick it up.
The reason velocity was also down a little bit. Are you concerned about that?
I saw some 95s.
He was averaging down a tick.
Yeah, well, not really. Again, cold night.
You know what?
I don't care what you saw. I'm telling you what I saw.
Yeah, I love the. Actually, it was not what you said it was, Topper. But can we stop with the weather stuff? He's 0-5 with a 6.5 ERA. I mean, 0-5 with a 6.5 ERA. I don't want to hear about the weather. And I know, you know, Max, who's doing our YouTube and video, he said he was actually at the game last night at Citi Field, and it was windy. I mean, but it wasn't 25 degrees outside.
That dog ain't gonna hunt.
I mean, come on. I mean, like, if Aaron Nola had a bunch of good starts and then he struggled in the wind and cold, I'd say, oh, tough night. He's been a Philly for a decade. This is the way April weather is in the Northeast. We got to all get over this. So you had that. And then Why Topper run him out there for the seventh? I thought it might have just been six for Nola, but he tried to get him through the seventh. Obviously, it didn't work. Here's Topper on his reasoning for putting Nola back out there in the seventh inning.
Nola got through six, got hit hard a little bit there. What made you want to send him back out?
I just because we're a little short in time. I thought he was still in good shape.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Was that a flare to Dombrowski? I think we're a little short in the pen. It's April 22nd.
Well, they were tied. That's not an excuse. He used his best guys. Well, it's not because he used his best guys the other night. That's not the truth.
Well, how about the GM gets him more than three good relief pitchers?
Well, yeah. Well, he only trusts three.
Well, how many would you trust? They all give up runs. Sorry.
No, I'm just saying, but that's what it was.
I know. I get it. And he doesn't have enough of a bullpen. 215-592-9494. What's frustrating the most with the Phillies? They dropped the opener in New York. The bullpen's driving me crazy. I didn't even get upset at Nola last night. I thought he was
he
wasn't terrible. I didn't think he was bad. The at-bats late after the comeback stunk. The at-bats early stunk. Kyle, what hits you? What's frustrating you as the Phillies are 8-9 their last 17?
Well, everything's frustrating me. And this team is going to make me sprout some gray hairs in a matter of a week because I don't see anything changing anytime soon. Last night was kind of like a chicken or the egg type thing with the bullpen and the offense. The offense not scoring runs for 8 whole innings. And, you know, that puts the team in position to where if the bullpen cracks a little bit like it has been all season, then, you know, you got a loss on your hands. The 4 runs in the ninth, not enough. The bullpen to me at this point, I guess I'm just resigned to the fact that it is what it is until they can do something about it, whether it be at the trade deadline or sooner, you know, if Painter's able to come up, Rangers back, whatever. I don't know what they're going to be able to do there. They're an arm or two short on that side. But I think what the biggest issue for me is, and the thing I'm worried about the most, is got to be the offense. Like, the offense, I don't see a move that can be made that can change what they are at this point. They just look like the same. I understand they're walking more and whatever, but they almost feel like they're stuck between approaches from last season and this whatever this new idea was that they went into this season. I don't see it getting any better, and they go through these really bad cold stretches. I mean, throughout innings and innings of games, and it's killing this team. Like, they're not really helping out their bullpen at all when they go 8 innings and they're not scoring any runs. So I think the biggest worry, at least long term for this team, has got to be the offense. Like, this just might be what it is at this point.
Well, there's actually a similarity between the offense and the bullpen. The good ones are good, right? Like, Alvarado's good, Hugh, and Strom is good. Kirkering, we think, is good, although he had a tough day on Sunday. The offense is pretty similar. Like, Kyle Schwarber and Bryce Harper are outstanding offensive players. Turner is supposed to be he's
up and down.
Yeah, he's up and down.
He's kind of up and down.
I actually like what I've seen out of Stott in the leadoff spot. It's working out right now. And Castellanos is off to a good start. But look at their hitters 6, 7, 8, 9 last night. Max Kepler's hitting 233, and that's with 2 hits last night. JT Realmuto is hitting 232 with a 6.45 OPS. Alec Bohm, if I have to see one more person post about his 8-game hitting streak, I don't care. They're all singles. He is hitting 198 with a 487 OPS. And then Rojas, I mean, he is what he is, right?
Yeah. You don't hear say it, Joe. I'm looking at it, too. Go ahead and say
it. I don't care about his 324 average because he had a good weekend. I'm not expecting much offense out of Rojas. I don't care. Saying. 7, 6, 7, 8, 9. There's nothing there.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Oh, don't try to pump up Rojas.
I'm not saying anything.
0-2, and they got him out of the game.
I'm just saying. When you talk about all those other guys, I mean, you know, it counts for something, don't it?
Yeah.
No.
No, it does not. The bottom line is
I'm not laughing at y'all because I know, you know, baseball a little sensitive this morning. I'm not laughing at y'all.
Sensitive.
I'm
just got beat by the Mets last night.
Yeah, that was bad.
It did.
You know what the bad part about it is? It's like it almost felt like, well, listening, because I was listening, you didn't come into the game with any juice. Almost felt like, you know, you okay, like against the Dodgers. That felt like, you know what I mean? Okay, we get some get back.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But I thought it would have probably been a little bit more juice for the Mets. I mean, I thought it would be. It didn't feel like that.
It's a huge series. And look, Kyle said it's a lot of what, you know, we've been noticing for a while. Watching the game last night, it felt like last October. They're better. I mean, I don't know how to say it. Like, they just look like a better team.
The Mets might own this team, which is a problem.
And I hate the Mets. I mean, it's frustrating.
You're telling me. But the Harper and Turner at bats last night
they
in that spot. What the hell was that?
And Diaz is the kind of guy where sometimes he'll go bad, and they kind of had him on the ropes. I mean, you know, start at the home run. I've seen Diaz have a bad outing where he gives up two home runs, and Turner and Harper just gave those at-bats away.
And, like, the approach thing, like, it feels like they reverted back to trying to hit, like, a 40-run home run at the end of the game. When like, that's the time where you have to go, like, you know, just pass the baton. Both of the guys.
Well, and I'll specifically say this about Harper. That's why Schwarber's behind you, Bryce. If Diaz wants to walk you to put the go-ahead run up in the ninth inning, take the walk. I mean, that felt a little hero ball from Bryce. He was swinging at pitches he should not have been swinging at. 215-592-9494. All right, what's frustrating the most this morning with the Phillies? 8-9 their last 17. They dropped the opener to the Mets. McGill shut him down. The bullpen, once again, is atrocious. And other than the Stott home run and some of those at-bats early in the ninth, really a poor offensive show. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown starts us off. Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Happy Pick Your Poison Day, man.
Yeah, it feels like that with this team sometimes. Go ahead, Chris.
First of all, welcome back, Kyle. Probably should have stayed away longer, but, you know. Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Well, he heard yesterday Hugh making the company man Douglas over here.
I was not being the company man.
You were a problem yesterday.
Kyle actually was scheduled for a few extra days off, but he said, I'm coming back.
Yep.
Yeah, we had company man
not
Douglas.
Company man.
Go ahead, Chris.
Well, it's funny you mentioned company man because I think Topper was reading off from excuse-making Douglas / company man Douglas's notes with the weather being bad as the reason for the losses. So.
Give y'all perspective. Give folks perspective.
Perspective? We all live in the same area. The weather's the weather. I mean, it's just not. It's not cold.
Somehow that weather doesn't affect Mets players for some reason.
Yeah,
it was 90 degrees and beautiful for them yesterday. Hugh, here's the other thing with Topper. You know, we're on this subject of him. He's just like the listeners and callers. He hears and sees what he wants to see. So, like the pitch, you know, the miles per hour and all that. It's not facts. It's whatever you want it to be. You just
that was crazy.
The narrative.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was wild. There was a report, I believe, for the Inquirer, and she was like, "Well, he actually was hitting this on the gun," and he's like, "Well, no,
I saw 95."
Yeah, the radar gun is pretty objective. This isn't a subjective thing here, Topper. He's either hitting that mile an hour mark or he's not. Go ahead, Chris.
I mean, maybe he's getting ready for his next stint professional career in sports talk radio where you just have a take and whatever the facts are, you stick to it.
You know what? Maybe if Topper wants to come in a WIP, we'll bring him in. Yeah.
So, guys, listen, the offense, I'm not worried about the offense as far as the problem here because the offense is okay. Like, the offense isn't great, but the offense is seventh in the NL in runs scored, we're first in walks, we're sixth in stolen bases, and I thought I heard before the season started that that's what we need to do. We need to work the pitch clock, we need to count, we need to be patient, we need to play small ball, and now we're playing small ball, and I got people complaining, so I don't know what that's about. The main problem with this team is our bullpen is pure hot garbage. I mean, it is just a cesspool of stench and stink, a lot of it coming from Romano cheese and on through the whole thing. And, you know, on Easter, I'm sitting there and I'm talking at dinner to my wife's cousin, and I'm telling him, well, the two only main pieces they can count on are Kirkland and Strom. And then what happens?
Kirkland.
They choke and give up the game on Sunday. I mean, guys, this bullpen is just flat bad. Like, it's got you know, it's triggering me back to years ago in like 2020 and 2021.
I know. I'm getting flashbacks to when I used to do Final Out. It's going to take years off. There's nothing worse than a bad bullpen. It drains you as a fan because that game yesterday, it's not over at 2-0. I mean, if Ruiz doesn't get up the home run, they probably win the game.
Yeah, and they were fighting. They were fighting for the most part. They just couldn't get any timely hits.
Yeah.
The worst thing is you have wins within your hands, and it's just snatched away like when Richie's sandwich got taken from the refrigerator at WIP. Like, it's just it's awful. Or like when Hugh lost his sandwich. What was that? Willie Rolfe took your sandwich?
No, Warren Sapp. Willie Rolfe Warren took his pride. Yeah, that was different.
Same thing. You get the analogy. Same thing. Though. Yeah. So, guys, I don't know, man. I'll tune in again tonight, but this bullpen is a pure pain train, man.
That's a good way to put it. Chris, we appreciate it. It is a pain train, the bullpen. I mean, there's two elements to a bad bullpen, Hugh. One, and we know this is the obvious one. Like, you're winning the game and you lose it, like Sunday, right? Mm-hmm. We all agree that's annoying. I actually think yesterday is more frustrating. When the game is like, you're just down a run or two.
And it's like, it's almost right there, but you can't grasp,
because
can't grab it.
Because they allow more runs.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be really hard to have comeback wins, even if the offense does show a pulse, if you go from down 2-0 to down 5-0. I mean, like, I'd imagine it's like one out of every 90 times a team is down 5-0, they come back. That's hard. Like, they scored 4 runs in the 9th inning. It didn't even matter.
Yeah, and then, especially when you talk about, you were gifted early in the game with the Juan Soto foul ball.
Yes.
Because, boy, that was...
Well, he had stood there and admired that one. I was like, oh.
Man, I was like, yeah. Because I tweeted out, damn. And then when they said it was foul, I was like, okay, now you got a chance.
Yeah.
And normally in situations like that, when things like that happen, you usually rally. Like, didn't feel like the rally came.
Yeah, you get a little reprieve. Yeah. By the way, Philly's bullpen ERA is 5.80 so far this season. It's the second worst in all of baseball. Let's go to Sam in Albuquerque, who's not bothered by the offense or bullpen, but by me. Good morning, Sam.
Hey, good morning, Joe, Hugh, Kyle. Good to speak to you guys.
What's up, Sam?
Am I hearing you actually make excuses for Nola and try and find a silver lining for 2 innings, 2 home runs?
That's
could have
Joe
been
for you.
3 innings, 3 home runs. How do we make excuses for him?
Well, I didn't think I was. I just thought, compared to his other starts, I thought he settled down and gave them some length last night. I didn't think he was horrendous last night, Sam. Did you?
He was certainly horrendous to start the game, right? The first 3 innings.
Yeah, gave up a couple bombs, and then I thought he settled down. And then I said, by the end, I think his line, 6 1/3, 4 runs, was probably appropriate, right? The inherited runner scored. The Soto home run probably, you know, it was almost a home run. So I think it all evened out. He went 6 1/3, gave 4 runs. Not good, but Sam, my bigger issue last night is the bullpen can't stop anything. Every night they're giving up
100%.
Runs. And the offense, those at-bats after the Stott home run by Turner and Harper, they stunk to end the game.
Yes, 100%. So I have a question.
Yes.
I'm not an expert in baseball, so I need to understand from your perspective, guys, whether it's Nola, whether it's Romano, or anybody else that's out there, what are they seeing in practice that actually makes them think, yes, let's throw Romano out onto the mound again? Are they seeing something that we're not seeing, or is it just when he's in a game, he just completely falls apart? Because I feel like if Romano's in the game, we need to have at least a 5, 6, or 7-run lead. If it's anywhere 3 runs or less, we're going to lose that game.
Sam, I agree with you. It's a good call. I mean, I would guess 2 things, Hugh. One, his track record. Track record. The velocity's come back a little bit with Romano, right? So that also, I just think isn't it human nature? Like, Dave Dombrowski signed this guy 4 months ago and thought, he's my closer. It's probably hard for someone to make a decision and then 4 months later, be like, to admit a mistake this quickly.
I've never played baseball either. I mean, obviously, but I feel like, be quiet, Kyle. Be quiet.
I saw the first pitches, man.
No, but I do feel like I know the psyche of the player. And I think the reason why, to answer the caller's question, that they keep rolling him out there is because when you ask him, is he okay, or he's self-aware.
Yeah.
That's the best way that I can describe it. Just like the other day when I was trying to describe to y'all his self-awareness, but y'all called me being a company man.
Well, that's what it is. Yeah.
It's not. It's his self-awareness.
I don't care that he threw hard and he's happy with it.
But it's
the ball's flying over the wall.
And it's also the confidence that you have in yourself that you can correct the mistakes that you've made.
Right. I think I can understand why he's confident. Last caller, Sam, said, why do we think the Phillies are confident putting
him
out there?
Because they paid him.
Because they don't want to admit their mistake.
And that's it. What's the thing that Topper always says? The back of his card, he's going to be that eventually.
You ever make a purchase and you kind of deep down instantly know I shouldn't have done this, but you don't want to admit it out loud for a little bit just because it's embarrassing? That's Jordan Romano.
Yeah, I did that.
We all do this.
I did that the other day.
But deep down, you know, like, I should have done that.
Yeah, make sure, like, if you ever buy, like, I've been on Shein, the site Shein. I bought a sweatsuit, right, the other day.
Oh, I can't wait to see this.
And you won't see
another
it.
Another one?
Why?
No, because it looks like the description was like a, like terry cloth. Not like a big-ass grizzly bear.
You got to wear it.
Put this thing on, man, and it's not tight, but it's snug.
Now the YouTube audience needs to see this.
Man, got me out here looking like a big-ass brown bear.
Okay. Well, we'll put up a poll. Should Hugh Douglas wear his teddy bear outfit on camera?
No, I'm definitely not wearing that teddy bear.
The votes are going to come in through, yes. All right, 215.
And I can't send it back.
Oh, so you're stuck with it?
I'm stuck.
Just wear it here. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. What about the Phillies is bothering the most right now? The pitching, the offense. We'll get back to your phone calls coming up. Hughes Clues as well for a great price. Plus, we'll get to an observation I had while watching these two teams last night. It's something that struck me last year. And every time I watch the Mets and the Phillies, I see the same thing. I can't unsee it. 215-592-9494. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.